This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
There's not long to go until this year's self-assessment tax deadline. HM Revenue and Customs are urging nearly 5.7 million customers to file their tax return for the 2022 to 2023 tax year. The deadline is January the 31st. To explain a bit more, Simon from HMRC joins me now. Let's start at the beginning though, Simon. Who needs to file a self-assessment?
So if you're earning over £1,000 a year from something, whether it's a bit of part-time work, whether it's a little side hustle, maybe you're making online content. That's a popular one these days for people, isn't it? But if you're earning over £1,000 a year from something, then in a year, then you need to let us know about it. If you're self-employed and you run your own business, you might be an individual, you might work for yourself. It's known as being a sole trader. And so if you're making that money, and you've earned over £1,000 from self-employment, then at that point, you need to file a self-assessment. And you can do that through gov.uk. You can register to file a self-assessment. You might not be sure if you need to do it because everyone's situation is different. Things might be complicated. So there's a tool at gov.uk. If you search, check if you need to send a self-assessment tax return. It'll ask you a few questions and it'll figure out whether you need to file a self-assessment.
And this year's deadline is fast approaching, as we mentioned. And I understand that many people use the festive period to get themselves organised. Have you got some numbers on that?
Yeah, I find this really interesting. So I'll start with Christmas, and almost 9,000 self-assessment tax returns were filed on Christmas Eve. These people must be very organised because my Christmas Eve was chaos running around the shops. On Christmas Day, almost 5,000 tax returns were filed. And the peak time for that was between midday and 1 o'clock when 402 people put their self-assessment in. And then we got into the new year. We found that on New Year's Eve, almost 26,000 customers filed their self-assessment. And some people even saw in the new year by filing their tax return between midnight and 1 a.m. on the 1st of January. That was 127 Wow. people who did that. I mean, great. As long as they're getting it in before the January 31st deadline, that's what's important.
Absolutely. A great way to ring in the new year for sure. But there are questions around it and it can be difficult to know where you stand, as we mentioned. Where can people find some of the answers to some of the most common self-assessment questions that HMRC has asked?
Absolutely. We have so much online support for people. In fact, we know that the top five reasons that customers call the helpline, the top five reasons can all be found on gov.uk in a matter of minutes. So it's easier online in the sense that you can do it at your leisure. So you could even open the browser and ask the question while you're cooking tea. Though I'd keep an eye on it in case it burns. But you can also do it at night when you lay in bed, when you're chilling out and catching up on the news or what have you. So if you go to gov.uk, people often ask, do I need to file that? The top reason is that people ring is, do I need to fill in a tax return? So go to gov.uk and search, check if you need to send a self-assessment tax return. People ask, how do I fill in my tax return online? And you can very easily do that with all our online services at gov.uk. All the questions you have, if you search self-assessment, you will find the answer there. And if you don't, there's then the digital assistant. And there's actually some HMRC YouTube videos. So we also see people asking about how much tax they owe, where's their self-assessment tax refund. And the fifth most popular question that people ring us for is, what happens if I can't pay my tax bill? Well, all this is online at gov.uk. If you search those questions, you'll find the answers whenever you need them. And along with that, there's also the HMRC app, which is really handy if you want to check what you've been paid, if you want to look at your self-assessment, what you're due to pay, or if some money's coming back to you. The HMRC app is very handy as well.
And that whole process, Simon, from asking questions to going ahead and filing the tax return, is that accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
Absolutely. We work very hard to improve our HMRC online services. We know that it's a big set of information that's on gov.uk for tax, and some of it takes longer than others to make as good as we can. But all our services are researched with members of the public, and we work hard to get it up to the standard that's needed. And we know that the screen readers work very well with our self-assessment pages, like the first part of self-assessment, all tick boxes and radio buttons that builds the return. So if there's certain bits of the return you don't need to fill in, it will get rid of them depending on what you've ticked in the tick boxes. And it plans the pages out for you and the boxes that are all labelled. So that really helps with the screen readers. Our digital assistant online has gone through rigorous accessibility testing. In fact, I believe we did actually rebuild them. You know, the standard ones that came from tech companies, we rebuilt them so that the support we can give is as accessible as possible. And one thing I'd just say is we're always working hard to improve our services, and we are interested in hearing from people who use any assistive technologies to use our online services. If you use screen magnification, voice recognition, any other software, and if you want to get involved, because I know some people can be quite passionate about this and like to do as much as they can, you can be involved in our research and test systems with us. So if someone would like to get involved with that and you'd like to be part of our research team, you can email user.experience@hmrc.gov.uk, or you can call the HMRC Research Operations Team on 03000 513300.
We're getting ever closer to the January 31st deadline for this year, but what are some of the advantages for filing earlier in the year?
The key thing is if you file early, you'll have more control over your financial affairs, and also you'll beat the January rush. I spoke to a guy on the train home from work last night who works on a construction site, and he's self-employed, and he files his in April, the minute the tax year has ended and the new one started, which I thought was very organised, because when I was self-employed, it was middle of summer. But his reason was that he just likes to know it's done, and I get that. So the benefits to filing earlier are planning. You'll find out what you owe for the tax year. So if you're filing for the 31st of January, you'll find out what you owe for 2022 to 2023 tax year. That helps you for more accurate financial planning. Budgeting, you can spread the cost of your tax bill with weekly or monthly payments using our budget payment plan. A refund, you can check if you do a refund in the HMRC app once you've filed. So that's a good reason to do it early. And help as well. You can access a range of our online guidance for help ahead of that January deadline. Because the thing is, if you leave it to last minute, who knows what happens? You know, someone might fall ill, your internet connection might go down. So the earlier you file, the more organised you'll feel.
Absolutely. Well, something to think about for next year, definitely. But where can people find out more information about submitting their self-assessment?
So the key thing is go to gov.uk. If you search self-assessment, you'll find a wealth of information there. Help, guidance, support, advice, what you can and can't do. You can also find that tool. Check if I need to send a self-assessment tax return. That's on gov.uk as well. And if you look on YouTube, our channel is HMRC GovUK. And if you search starting self-assessment on YouTube, there's a video tutorial there that will help you through it. And should all of that not lead you to the answer, then there's always our digital assistant where you can ask a question online too.
Thanks so much as ever for your help, Simon from HMRC. And thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Howell. Thank you.